Exodus chapter 21. Laws relating to justice. 21:1. These are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. 21:2. If thou buy a Hebrew servant, 6 years shall he serve thee. In the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. 21:3. With what raiment he came in, with the like let him go out. If having a wife, his wife also shall go out with him. 21:4. But if his master gave him a wife, and she hath borne sons and daughters, the woman and her children shall be her master's, but he himself shall go out with his raiment. 21:5. And if the servant shall say, I love my master and my wife and children, I will not go out free. 21:6. His master shall bring him to the gods, and he shall be set to the door in the posts, and he shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall be his servant forever. To the gods, Elohim, that is, to the judges, or magistrates, authorized by God. 21:7. If any man sell his daughter to be a servant, she shall not go out as bondwomen are wont to go out. 21:8. If she displease the eyes of her master to whom she was delivered, he shall let her go. But he shall have no power to sell her to a foreign nation, if he despise her. 21:9. But if he have betrothed her to his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. 21:10. And if he take another wife for him, he shall provide her a marriage, and raiment, neither shall he refuse the price of her chastity. 21:11. If he do not these three things, she shall go out free without money. 21:12. He that striketh a man with a will to kill him, shall be put to death. 21:13. But he that did not lie in wait for him, but God delivered him into his hands, I will appoint thee a place to which he must flee. 21:14. If a man kill his neighbor on set purpose, and by lying in wait for him, thou shalt take him away from my altar that he may die. 21:15. He that striketh his father or mother, shall be put to death. 21:16. He that shall steal a man, and sell him, being convicted of the guilt, shall be put to death. 21:17. He that curseth his father or mother, shall die the death. 21:18. If men quarrel, and the one strike his neighbor with a stone, or with his fist, and he die not, but keepeth his bed. 21:19. If he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, he that struck him shall be quit, yet so that he make restitution for his work, and for his expenses upon the physicians. 21:20. He that striketh his bondman, or bondwoman, with a rod, and they die under his hands, shall be guilty of the crime. 21:21. But if the party remain alive a day or two, he shall not be subject to the punishment, because it is his money. 21:22. If men quarrel, and one strike a woman with child and she miscarry indeed, but live herself, he shall be answerable for so much damage as the woman's husband shall require, and as arbiter shall award. 21:23. But if her death ensue thereupon, he shall render life for life. 21:24. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. 21:25. Burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. 21:26. If any man strike the eye of his manservant or maidservant, and leave them but one eye, he shall let them go free for the eye which he put out. 21:27. Also if he strike out a tooth of his manservant or maidservant, he shall in like manner make them free. 21:28. If an ox gore a man or a woman, and they die, he shall be stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be quit. 21:29. But if the ox was wont to push with his horn yesterday, and the day before, and they warned his master, and he did not shut him up, and he shall kill a man or a woman, then the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. 21:30. And if they set a price upon him, he shall give for his life whatsoever is laid upon him. 21:31. If he have gored a son, or a daughter, he shall fall under the like sentence. 21:32. If he assault a bondman or bondwoman, he shall give 30 sickles of silver to their master, and the ox shall be stoned. 21:33. If a man open a pit, and dig one, and cover it not, and an ox or an ass fall into it. 21:34. The owner of the pit shall pay the price of the beasts, and that which is dead shall be his own. 21:35. If one man's ox gore another man's ox, and he die, they shall sell the live ox, and shall divide the price, and the carcass of that which died they shall part between them. 21:36. But if he knew that his ox was wont to puss yesterday, and the day before, and his master did not keep him in, he shall pay ox for ox, and shall take the whole carcass. Exodus chapter 22. The punishment of theft, and other trespasses. The law of lending without usury, of taking pledges of reverences to superiors, and of paying tithes. 22:1. If any man steal an ox or a sheep, and kill or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for 1 ox, and 4 sheep for 1 sheep. 22:2. If a thief be found breaking open a house or undermining it, and be wounded so as to die, he that slew him shall not be guilty of blood. 22:3. But if he did this when the sun is risen, he hath committed murder, and he shall die. If he have not wherewith to make restitution for the theft, he shall be sold. 22:4. If that which he stole be found with him, alive, either ox, or ass, or sheep, he shall restore double. 22:5. If any man had a field or a vineyard, and put in his beast a feed upon that which is other men's, he shall restore the best of whatsoever he hath in his own field, or in his vineyard, according to the estimation of the damage. 22:6. If a fire breaking out light upon thorns, and catch stacks of corn, or corn standing in the fields, he that kindled the fire shall make good the loss. 22:7. If a man deliver money, or any vessel unto his friend to keep, and they be stolen away from him that received them, if the thief be found, he shall restore double. 22:8. If the thief be not known, the master of the house shall be brought to the gods, and shall swear that he did not lay his hand upon his neighbor's goods. 22:9. To do any fraud, either an ox, or an ass, or sheep, or raiment, or anything that may bring damage, the cause of both parties shall come to the gods. And if they give judgment, he shall restore double to his neighbor. 22:10. If a man deliver ass, ox, sheep, or any beast, to his neighbor's custody, and it die, or be hurt, or be taken by enemies, and no man saw it. 22:11. There shall be an oath between them, that he did not put forth his hand to his neighbor's goods. And the owner shall accept of the oath, and he shall not be compelled to make restitution. 22:12. But if it were taken away by stealth, he shall make the loss good to the owner. 22:13. If it were eaten by a beast, let him bring to him that which was slain, and he shall not make restitution. 22:14. If a man borrow of his neighbor any of these things, and it be hurt or die, the owner not being present, he shall be obliged to make restitution. 22:15. But if the owner be present, he shall not make restitution, especially if it were hired, and came for the hire of his work. 22:16. If a man seduce a virgin not yet espoused, and lie with her, he shall endow her, and have her to wife. 22:17. If the maid's father will not give her to him, he shall give money according to the dowry, which virgins are wont to receive. 22:18. Wizards thou shalt not suffer to live. 22:19. Whosoever copulateth with a beast shall be put to death. 22:20. He that sacrificeth to gods shall be put to death, save only to the Lord. 22:21. Thou shalt not molest a stranger, nor afflict him. For yourselves also were strangers in the land of Egypt. 22:22. You shall not hurt a widow or an orphan. 22:23. If you hurt them, they will cry out to me, and I will hear their cry. 22:24. And my rage shall be enkindled, and I will strike you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. 22:25. If thou lend money to any of my people that is poor, that dwelleth with thee, thou shalt not be hard upon them as an extortioner, nor oppress them with usuries. 22:26. If thou take of thy neighbor a garment in pledge, thou shalt give it him again before sunset. 22:27. For that same is the only thing wherewith he is covered, the clothing of his body, neither hath he any other to sleep in. If he cry to me, I will hear him, because I am compassionate. 22:28. Thou shalt not speak ill of the gods, and the prince of thy people thou shalt not curse. 22:29. Thou shalt not delay to pay thy tithes and thy first fruits. Thou shalt give the firstborn of thy sons to me. 22:30. Thou shalt do the same with the firstborn of thy oxen also and sheep. 7 days let it be with its dam. The eighth day thou shalt give it to me. 22:31. You shall be holy men to me. The flesh that beasts have tasted of before, you shall not eat, but shall cast it to the dogs. Exodus chapter 23. Laws for Judges. The rest of the seventh year, and day. Three principal feasts to be solemnized every year. The promise of an angel, to conduct and protect them. Idols are to be destroyed. 23:1. Thou shalt not receive the voice of a lie, neither shalt thou join thy hand to bear false witness for a wicked person. 23:2. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou yield in judgment to the opinion of the most part, to stray from the truth. 23:3. Neither shalt thou favor a poor man in judgment. 23:4. If thou meet thy enemy's ox or ass going astray, bring it back to him. 23:5. If thou see the ass of him that hateth thee lie underneath his burden, thou shalt not pass by, but shalt lift him up with him. 23:6. Thou shalt not go aside in the poor man's judgment. 23:7. Thou shalt fly lying. The innocent and just person thou shalt not put to death, because I abhor the wicked. 23:8. Neither shalt thou take bribes, which even blind the wise, and pervert the words of the just. 23:9. Thou shalt not molest a stranger, for you know the hearts of strangers. For you also were strangers in the land of Egypt. 23:10. 6 years thou shalt sow thy ground, and shalt gather the corn thereof. 23:11. But the seventh year thou shalt let it alone, and suffer it to rest, that the poor of thy people may eat, and whatsoever shall be left, let the beasts of the field eat it. So shalt thou do with thy vineyard and thy olive yard. 23:12. 6 days thou shalt work. The seventh day thou shalt cease, that thy ox and thy ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. 23:13. Keep all things that I have said to you, and by the name of strange gods you shall not swear, neither shall it be heard out of your mouth. 23:14. 3 times every year you shall celebrate feasts to me. 23:15. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee, in the time of the month of new corn, when thou didst come forth out of Egypt. Thou shalt not appear empty before me. 23:16. And the feast of the harvest of the first fruits of thy work, whatsoever thou hast sown in the field. The feast also in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in all thy corn out of the field. 23:17. Thrice a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God. 23:18. Thou shalt not sacrifice the blood of my victim upon leaven, neither shall the fat of my solemnity remain until the morning. 23:19. Thou shalt carry the first fruits of the corn of thy ground to the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not boil a kid in the milk of his dam. 23:20. Behold, I will send my angel, who shall go before thee, and keep thee in thy journey, and bring thee into the place that I have prepared. 23:21. Take notice of him, and hear his voice, and do not think him one to be contemned. For he will not forgive when thou hast sinned, and my name is in him. 23:22. But if thou wilt hear my voice, and do all that I speak, I will be an enemy to thy enemies, and will afflict them that afflict thee. 23:23. And my angel shall go before thee, and shall bring thee in unto the Amorite, and the Hethite, and the Pherexite, and the Chanaanite, and the Hevite, and the Jebusite, whom I will destroy. 23:24. Thou shalt not adore their gods, nor serve them. Thou shalt not do their works, but shalt destroy them, and break their statues. 23:25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, that I may bless your bread and your waters, and may take away sickness from the midst of thee. 23:26. There shall not be one fruitless nor barren in thy land. I will fill the number of thy days. 23:27. I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and will turn the backs of all thy enemies before thee. 23:28. Sending out hornets before, that shall drive away the Hevite, and the Chanaanite, and the Hethite, before thou come in. 23:29. I will not cast them out from thy face in 1 year, lest the land be brought into a wilderness, and the beasts multiply against thee. 23:30. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, till thou be increased, and lost possess the land. 23:31. And I will set thy bounds from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Palestines, and from the desert to the river. I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hands, and will drive them out from before you. 23:32. Thou shalt not enter into league with them, nor with their gods. 23:33. Let them not dwell in thy land, lest perhaps they make thee sin against me, if thou serve their gods, which, undoubtedly, will be a scandal to thee. Exodus chapter 24. Moses writeth his law, and after offering sacrifices, sprinkleth the blood of the testament upon the people, then goeth up the mountain which God covereth with a fiery cloud. 24:1. And he said to Moses, Come up to the Lord, thou, and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the ancients of Israel, and you shall adore afar off. 24:2. And Moses alone shall come up to the Lord, but they shall not come nigh, neither shall the people come up with him. 24:3. So Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord, and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice, We will do all the words of the Lord, which he hath spoken. 24:4. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. And rising in the morning, he built an altar at the foot of the mount, and 12 titles according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Titles. That is, pillars. 24:5. And he sent young men of the children of Israel, and they offered holocausts, and sacrificed pacific victims of calves to the Lord. Holocausts. Whole burnt offerings, in which the whole sacrifice was consumed with fire upon the altar. 24:6. Then Moses took half of the blood, and put it in 2 bowls, and the rest he poured upon the altar. 24:7. And taking the book of the covenant, he read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, All things that the Lord hath spoken, we will do, we will be obedient. 24:8. And he took the blood and sprinkled it upon the people, and he said, This is the blood of the covenant, which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these words. 24:9. Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the ancients of Israel went up. 24:10. And they saw the God of Israel, and under his feet as it were a work of sapphire stone, and as the heaven, when clear. 24:11. Neither did he lay his hand upon those of the children of Israel, that retired afar off, and they saw God, and they did eat and drink. 24:12. And the Lord said to Moses, Come up to me into the mount, and be there. And I will give thee tables of stone, and the law, and the commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. 24:13. Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses going up into the mount of God, 24:14, said to the ancients, Wait you here till we return to you. You have Aaron and Hur with you. If any question shall arise, you shall refer it to them. 24:15. And when Moses was gone up, a cloud covered the mount. 24:16. And the glory of the Lord dwelt upon Sinai, covering it with a cloud 6 days. And the 7th day he called him out of the midst of the cloud. 24:17. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a burning fire upon the top of the mount, in the eyes of the children of Israel. 24:18. And Moses entering into the midst of the cloud, went up into the mountain. And he was there 40 days and 40 nights. Exodus chapter 25. Offerings prescribed for making the tabernacle, the ark, the candlestick, etc. 25:1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 25:2. Speak to the children of Israel, that they bring first fruits to me. Of every man that offereth of his own accord, you shall take them. First fruits. Offerings of some of the best and choicest of their goods. 25:3. And these are the things you must take. Gold, and silver, and brass. 25:4. Violet and purple, and scarlet twice dyed, and fine linen, and goat's hair. 25:5. And ram skins dyed red, and violet skins, and seddim wood. Seddim wood. The wood of a tree that grows in the wilderness, which is said to be incorruptible. 25:6. Oil to make lights. Spices for ointment, and for sweet smelling incense. 25:7. Onyx stones, and precious stones to adorn the ephod and the rational. The ephod and the rational. The ephod was the high priest's upper vestment, and the rational his vest plate, in which were 12 gems, etc. 25:8. And they shall make me a sanctuary, and I will dwell in the midst of them. 25:9. According to all the likeness of the tabernacle which I will shew thee, and of all the vessels for the service thereof, and thus you shall make it. 25:10. Frame an ark of seven wood, the length whereof shall be of 2 cubits and a half, the breadth, 1 cubit and a half, the height, likewise, 1 cubit and a half. 25:11. And thou shalt overlay it with the purest gold, within and without, and over it thou shalt make a golden crown round about. 25:12. And 4 golden rings, which thou shalt put at the 4 corners of the ark. Let 2 rings be on the one side, and 2 on the other. 25:13. Thou shalt make bars also of seddim wood, and shalt overlay them with gold. 25:14. And thou shalt put them in through the rings that are in the sides of the ark, that it may be carried on them. 25:15. And they shall be always in the rings, neither shall they at any time be drawn out of them. 25:16. And thou shalt put in the ark the testimony which I will give thee. 25:17. Thou shalt make also a propitiatory of the purest gold. The length thereof shall be 2 cubits and a half, and the breadth 1 cubit and a half. A propitiatory, a covering for the ark, called a propitiatory, or a mercy seat, because the Lord, who was supposed to sit there upon the wings of the cherubims, with the ark for his footstool, from thence shewed mercy. It is also called the oracle, verse 18 and 20, because from thence God gave his orders and his answers. 25:18. Thou shalt make also 2 cherubims of beaten gold, on the 2 sides of the oracle. 25:19. Let 1 cherub be on the one side, and the other on the other. 25:20. Let them cover both sides of the propitiatory, spreading their wings, and covering the oracle, and let them look one towards the other, their faces being turned towards the propitiatory wherewith the ark is to be covered. 25:21. In which thou shalt put the testimony that I will give thee. 25:22. Thence will I give orders, and will speak to thee over the propitiatory. And from the midst of the 2 cherubims, which shall be upon the ark of the testimony, all things which I will command the children of Israel by thee. 25:23. Thou shalt make a table also of seddim wood, of 2 cubits in length, and 1 cubit in breadth, and 1 cubit and a half in height, a table, on which were to be placed the 12 loaves of proposition, or, as they are called in the Hebrew, the face bread, because they were always to stand before the face of the Lord in his temple, as a figure of the Eucharistic sacrifice and sacrament, in the Church of Christ. 25:24. And thou shalt overlay it with the purest gold, and thou shalt make 2 golden ledges round about. 25:25. And to the ledge itself a polished crown, 4 inches high, and over the same another little golden crown. 25:26. Thou shalt prepare also 4 golden rings, and shalt put them in the 4 corners of the same table, over each foot. 25:27. Under the crown shall the golden rings be, that the bars may be put through them, and the table may be carried. 25:28. The bars also themselves thou shalt make of seddim wood, and shalt overlay them with gold, to bear up the table. 25:29. Thou shalt prepare also dishes, and bowls, censers, and cups, wherein the libations are to be offered, of the purest gold. Libations, that is, drink offerings. 25:30. And thou shalt set upon the table loaves of proposition in my sight always. 25:31. Thou shalt make also a candlestick of beaten work, of the finest gold, the shaft thereof, and the branches, the cups, and the bowls, and the lilies going forth from it, a candlestick. This candlestick, with its 7 lamps, which was always to give light in the house of God, was a figure of the light of the Holy Ghost, and his 7-fold grace, in the sanctuary of the Church of Christ. 25:32. 6 branches shall come out of the sides, 3 out of one side, and 3 out of the other. 25:33. 3 cups as it were nuts to every branch, and a bowl withal, and a lily, and 3 cups likewise of the fashion of nuts in the other branch, and a bowl withal, and a lily. Such shall be the work of the 6 branches, that are to come out from the shaft. 25:34. and in the candlestick itself shall be four cups in the manner of a nut, and at every one bowls and lilies. 25:35. Bowls under two branches in three places, which together make six, coming forth out of one shaft. 25:36. And both the bowls and the branches shall be of the same beaten work of the purest gold. 25:37. Thou shalt make also seven lamps, and shalt set them upon the candlestick, to give light over against. 25:38. The snuffers also, and where the snuffings shall be put out, shall be made of the purest gold. 25:39. The whole weight of the candlestick, with all the furniture thereof, shall be a talent of the purest gold. 25:40. Look, and make it according to the pattern that was shewn thee in the mount. Exodus chapter 26. The form of the tabernacle with its appurtenances. 26:1. And thou shalt make the tabernacle in this manner. Thou shalt make 10 curtains of fine twisted linen, and violet and purple, and scarlet twice dyed, diversified with embroidery. 26:2. The length of one curtain shall be 28 cubits. The breadth shall be 4 cubits. All the curtains shall be of one measure. 26:3. 5 curtains shall be joined one to another, and the other 5 shall be coupled together in like manner. 26:4. Thou shalt make loops of violet in the sides and tops of the curtains, that they may be joined one to another. 26:5. Every curtain shall have 50 loops on both sides, so set on, that one loop may be against another loop, and one may be fitted to the other. 26:6. Thou shalt make also 50 rings of gold, wherewith the veils of the curtains are to be joined, that it may be made one tabernacle. 26:7. Thou shalt make also 11 curtains of goat's hair, to cover the top of the tabernacle. 26:8. The length of one hair curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the breadth, 4. The measure of all the curtains shall be equal. 26:9. 5 of which thou shalt couple by themselves, and the 6 others thou shalt couple one to another, so as to double the 6th curtain in the front of the roof. 26:10. Thou shalt make also 50 loops in the edge of one curtain, that it may be joined with the other, and 50 loops in the edge of the other curtain, that it may be coupled with its fellow. 26:11. Thou shalt make also 50 buckles of brass, wherewith the loops may be joined, that of all there may be made one covering. 26:12. And that which shall remain of the curtains, that are prepared for the roof, to wit, one curtain that is over and above, with the half thereof thou shalt cover the back parts of the tabernacle. 26:13. And there shall hang down a cubit on the one side, and another on the other side, which is over and above in the length of the curtains, fencing both sides of the tabernacle. 26:14. Thou shalt make also another cover to the roof of ram's skins dyed red, and over that again another cover of violet-colored skins. 26:15. Thou shalt make also the boards of the tabernacle standing upright of seven wood. 26:16. Let every one of them be 10 cubits in length, and in breadth 1 cubit and a half. 26:17. In the sides of the boards shall be made 2 mortises, whereby one board may be joined to another board. And after this manner shall all the boards be prepared. 26:18. Of which 20 shall be in the south side southward. 26:19. For which thou shalt cast 40 sockets of silver, that under every board may be put 2 sockets at the 2 corners. 26:20. In the second side also of the tabernacle that looketh to the north, there shall be 20 boards. 26:21. Having 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets shall be put under each board. 26:22. But on the west side of the tabernacle thou shalt make 6 boards. 26:23. And again other 2 which shall be erected in the corners at the back of the tabernacle. 26:24. And they shall be joined together from beneath unto the top, and one joint shall hold them all. The like joining shall be observed for the 2 boards also that are to be put in the corners. 26:25. And they shall be in all 8 boards, and their silver sockets 16, reckoning 2 sockets for each board. 26:26. Thou shalt make also 5 bars of seddim wood, to hold together the boards on one side of the tabernacle. 26:27. And 5 others on the other side, and as many at the west side. 26:28. And they shall be put along by the midst of the boards, from one end to the other. 26:29. The boards also themselves thou shalt overlay with gold, and shalt cast rings of gold to be set upon them, 4 places for the bars to hold together the boardwork, which bars thou shalt cover with plates of gold. 26:30. And thou shalt rear up the tabernacle according to the pattern that was shewn thee in the mount. 26:31. Thou shalt make also a veil of violet, and purple, and scarlet twice dyed, and fine twisted linen, wrought with embroidered work and goodly variety. 26:32. And thou shalt hang it up before 4 pillars of sedum wood, which themselves also shall be overlaid with gold, and shall have heads of gold, but sockets of silver. 26:33. And the veil shall be hanged on with rings, and within it thou shalt put the ark of the testimony, and the sanctuary and the holy of the holies shall be divided with it. The sanctuary, etc. That part of the tabernacle, which was without the veil, into which the priests daily entered, is here called the sanctuary, or holy place. That part which was within the veil, into which no one but the high priest ever went, and he but once a year, is called the holy of holies, literally, the sanctuary of the sanctuaries, as being the most holy of all holy places. 26:34. And thou shalt set the propitiatory upon the ark of the testimony, in the holy of holies. 26:35. And the table without the veil, and over against the table the candlestick in the south side of the tabernacle. For the table shall stand in the north side. 26:36. Thou shalt make also a hanging in the entrance of the tabernacle of violet, and purple, and scarlet twice dyed, and fine twisted linen with embroidered work. 26:37. And thou shalt overlay with gold 5 pillars of sedum wood, before which the hanging shall be drawn. Their heads shall be of gold, and the sockets of brass. Exodus chapter 27. The altar, and the court of the tabernacle with its hangings and pillars. Provision of oil for lamps. 27:1. Thou shalt make also an altar of sedum wood, which shall be 5 cubits long, and as many broad, that is 4 square, and 3 cubits high. 27:2. And there shall be horns at the 4 corners of the same, and thou shalt cover it with brass. 27:3. And thou shalt make for the uses thereof pans to receive the ashes, and tongs and flesh hooks, and fire pins. All its vessels thou shalt make of brass. 27:4. And a grate of brass in manner of a net, at the 4 corners of which shall be 4 rings of brass. 27:5. Which thou shalt put under the hearth of the altar, and the grate shall be even to the midst of the altar. 27:6. Thou shalt make also 2 bars for the altar, of sedum wood, which thou shalt cover with plates of brass. 27:7. And thou shalt draw them through rings, and they shall be on both sides of the altar to carry it. 27:8. Thou shalt not make it solid, but empty and hollow in the inside, as it was shewn thee in the mount. 27:9. Thou shalt make also the court of the tabernacle, in the south side whereof southward there shall be hangings of fine twisted linen of 100 cubits long for one side. 27:10. And 20 pillars with as many sockets of brass, the heads of which, with their engraving, shall be of silver. 27:11. In like manner also on the north side there shall be hangings of 100 cubits long, 20 pillars, and as many sockets of brass, and their heads with their engraving of silver. 27:12. But in the breadth of the court, that looketh to the west, there shall be hangings of 50 cubits, and 10 pillars, and as many sockets. 27:13. In that breadth also of the court, which looketh to the east, there shall be 50 cubits. 27:14. In which there shall be for one side, hangings of 15 cubits, and 3 pillars, and as many sockets. 27:15. And on the other side, there shall be hangings of 15 cubits, with 3 pillars, and as many sockets. 27:16. And in the entrance of the court there shall be made a hanging of 20 cubits of violet and purple, and scarlet twice dyed, and fine twisted linen, with embroidered work. It shall have 4 pillars, with as many sockets. 27:17. All the pillars of the court round about shall be garnished with plates of silver, silver heads, and sockets of brass. 27:18. In length the court shall take up 100 cubits, in breadth 50, the height shall be of 5 cubits, and it shall be made of fine twisted linen, and shall have sockets of brass. 27:19. all the vessels of the tabernacle for all uses and ceremonies, and the pins both of it and of the court, thou shalt make of brass. 27:20. Command the children of Israel that they bring these the purest oil of the olives, and beaten with a pestle, that a lamp may burn always. 27:21. In the tabernacle of the testimony, without the veil that hangs before the testimony, and Aaron and his sons shall order it, that it may give light before the Lord until the morning. It shall be a perpetual observance throughout their successions among the children of Israel. Exodus chapter 28. The holy vestments for Aaron and his sons. 28:1. Take unto thee also Aaron thy brother with his sons, from among the children of Israel, that they may minister to me in the priest's office. Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Imra. 28:2. And thou shalt make a holy vesture for Aaron, thy brother, for glory and for beauty. 28:3. And thou shalt speak to all the wise of heart, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's vestments, in which he being consecrated, may minister to me. 28:4. And these shall be the vestments that they shall make: a rational and an ephod, a tunic and a straight linen garment, a mitre and a girdle. They shall make the holy vestments for thy brother Aaron and his sons, that they may do the office of priesthood unto me. 28:5. And they shall take gold, and violet, and purple, and scarlet twice dyed, and fine linen. 28:6. And they shall make the ephod of gold, and violet, and purple, and scarlet twice dyed, and fine twisted linen, embroidered with divers colors. 28:7. It shall have the two edges joined in the top on both sides, that they may be close together. 28:8. The very workmanship also, and all the variety of the work, shall be of gold, and violet, and purple, and scarlet twice dyed, and fine twisted linen. 28:9. And thou shalt take two onyx stones, and shalt grave on them the names of the children of Israel. 28:10. Six names on one stone, and the other six on the other, according to the order of their birth. 28:11. With the work of an engraver, and the graving of a jeweler, thou shalt engrave them with the names of the children of Israel, set in gold and compassed about. 28:12. And thou shalt put them on both sides of the ephod, a memorial for the children of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord upon both shoulders, for a remembrance. 28:13. Thou shalt make also hooks of gold. 28:14. And two little chains of the purest gold, linked one to another, which thou shalt put into the hooks. 28:15. And thou shalt make the rational of judgment with embroidered work of divers colors, according to the workmanship of the ephod, of gold, violet, and purple, and scarlet twice dyed, and fine twisted linen. The rational of judgment. This part of the priest's attire, which he wore at his breast, was called the rational of judgment, partly because it admonished both priest and people of their duty to God, by carrying the names of all their tribes in his presence, and by the Urim and the Thummim, that is, doctrine and truth, which were written upon it, and partly because it gave divine answers and oracles, as if it were rational and endowed with judgment. 28:16. It shall be four square and doubled. It shall be the measure of a span both in length and in breadth. 28:17. And thou shalt set in it four rows of stones. In the first row shall be a sardius stone, and a topaz, and an emerald. 28:18. In the second a carbuncle, a sapphire, and a jasper. 28:19. In the third a ligurus, an agate, and an amethyst. 28:20. In the fourth a chrysolite, an onyx, and a beryl. They shall be set in gold by their rows. 28:21. And they shall have the names of the children of Israel. With 12 names shall they be engraved, each stone with the name of one according to the 12 tribes. 28:22. And thou shalt make on the rational chains, linked one to another, of the purest gold. 28:23. And two rings of gold, which thou shalt put in the two ends at the top of the rational. 28:24. And the golden chains thou shalt join to the rings, that are in the ends thereof. 28:25. And the ends of the chains themselves, thou shalt join together with two hooks, on both sides of the ephod, which is towards the rational. 28:26. Thou shalt make also two rings of gold, which thou shalt put in the top parts of the rational, in the borders that are over against the ephod, and look towards the back parts thereof. 28:27. Moreover also other two rings of gold, which are to be set on each side of the ephod beneath, that looketh towards the nether joining, that the rational may be fitted with the ephod. 28:28. And may be fastened by the rings thereof unto the rings of the ephod with a violet fillet, that the joining artificially wrought may continue, and the rational and the ephod may not be loose one from the other. 28:29. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the rational of judgment upon his breast, when he shall enter into the sanctuary, a memorial before the Lord forever. 28:30. And thou shalt put in the rational of judgment doctrine and truth, which shall be on Aaron's breast, when he shall go in before thee, Lord. And he shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel on his breast, in the sight of the Lord always, doctrine and truth. Hebrew, Urim and Thummim. Illuminations and perfections. These words, written on the rational, seem to signify the light of doctrine and the integrity of life, with which the priests of God ought to approach him. 28:31. And thou shalt make the tunic of the ephod all of violet. 28:32. In the midst whereof above shall be a hole for the head, and a border round about it woven, as is wont to be made in the outmost parts of garments, that it may not easily be broken. 28:33. And beneath at the feet of the same tunic, round about, thou shalt make as it were pomegranates, of violet, and purple, and scarlet twice dyed, with little bells set between. 28:34. So that there shall be a golden bell in a pomegranate, and again another golden bell in a pomegranate. 28:35. And Aaron shall be vested with it in the office of his ministry, that the sound may be heard, when he goeth in and cometh out of the sanctuary, in the sight of the Lord, and that he may not die. 28:36. Thou shalt make also a plate of the purest gold, wherein thou shalt grave with engraver's work, holy to the Lord. 28:37. And thou shalt tie it with a violet fillet, and it shall be upon the mitre. 28:38. Hanging over the forehead of the high priest. And Aaron shall bear the iniquities of those things, which the children of Israel have offered and sanctified, in all their gifts and offerings. And the plate shall be always on his forehead, that the Lord may be well pleased with them. 28:39. And thou shalt gird the tunic with fine linen, and thou shalt make a fine linen mitre, and a girdle of embroidered work. 28:40. Moreover, for the sons of Aaron thou shalt prepare linen tunics, and girdles and mitres for glory and beauty. 28:41. And with all these things thou shalt vest Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him. And thou shalt consecrate the hands of them all, and shalt sanctify them, that they may do the office of priesthood unto me. 28:42. Thou shalt make also linen breeches, to cover the flesh of their nakedness, from the reins to the thighs. 28:43. And Aaron and his sons shall use them when they shall go into the tabernacle of the testimony, or when they approach to the altar to minister in the sanctuary, lest being guilty of iniquity they die. It shall be a law forever to Aaron, and to his seed after him. Exodus chapter 29. The manner of consecrating Aaron and other priests. The institution of the daily sacrifice of two lambs, one in the morning, the other at evening. 29:1. And thou shalt also do this, that they may be consecrated to me in priesthood. Take a calf from the herd, and two rams without blemish. 29:2. And unleavened bread, and a cake without leaven, tempered with oil, wafers also unleavened, anointed with oil. Thou shalt make them all of wheat and flour. 29:3. And thou shalt put them in a basket, and offer them, and the calf in the two rams. 29:4. And thou shalt bring Aaron and his sons to the door of the tabernacle of the testimony, and when thou hast washed the father and his sons with water. 29:5. Thou shalt clothe Aaron with his vestments, that is, with the linen garment and the tunic, and the ephod and the rational, which thou shalt gird with the girdle. 29:6. And thou shalt put the mitre upon his head, and the holy plate upon the mitre. 29:7. And thou shalt pour the oil of unction upon his head, and by this rite shall he be consecrated. 29:8. Thou shalt bring his sons also, and shalt put on them the linen tunics, and gird them with a girdle. 29:9. To wit, Aaron and his children, and thou shalt put mitres upon them, and they shall be priests to me by a perpetual ordinance, after thou shalt have consecrated their hands. 29:10. Thou shalt present also the calf before the tabernacle of the testimony, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands upon his head. 29:11. And thou shalt kill him in the sight of the Lord, beside the door of the tabernacle of the testimony. 29:12. And taking some of the blood of the calf, thou shalt put it upon the horns of the altar with thy finger, and the rest of the blood thou shalt pour at the bottom thereof. 29:13. Thou shalt take also all the fat that covereth the entrails, and the caul of the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and shalt offer a burnt offering upon the altar. 29:14. But the flesh of the calf, and the hide and the dung, thou shalt burn abroad, without the camp, because it is for sin. 29:15. Thou shalt take also one ram, upon the head whereof Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands. 29:16. And when thou hast killed him, thou shalt take of the blood thereof, and pour it round about the altar. 29:17. And thou shalt cut the ram in pieces, and having washed his entrails and feet, thou shalt put them upon the flesh that is cut in pieces, and upon his head. 29:18. And thou shalt offer the whole ram for a burnt offering upon the altar. It is an oblation to the Lord, a most sweet savour of the victim of the Lord. 29:19. Thou shalt take also the other ram, upon whose head Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands. 29:20. And when thou hast sacrificed him, thou shalt take of his blood, and put upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron and of his sons, and upon the thumbs and great toes of their right hand and foot, and thou shalt pour the blood upon the altar round about. 29:21. And when thou hast taken of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the oil of unction, thou shalt sprinkle Aaron and his vesture, his sons and their vestments, and after they and their vestments are consecrated. 29:22. Thou shalt take the fat of the ram, and the bump, and the fat that covereth the lungs, and the caul of the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, because it is the ram of consecration. 29:23. And one roll of bread, a cake tempered with oil, a wafer out of the basket of unleavened bread, which is set in the sight of the Lord. 29:24. And thou shalt put all upon the hands of Aaron and of his sons, and shalt sanctify them, elevating before the Lord. 29:25. And thou shalt take all from their hands, and shalt burn them upon the altar for a holocaust, a most sweet savour in the sight of the Lord, because it is his oblation. 29:26. Thou shalt take also the breast of the ram, wherewith Aaron was consecrated, and elevating it thou shalt sanctify it before the Lord, and it shall fall to thy share. 29:27. And thou shalt sanctify both the consecrated breast, and the shoulder that thou didst separate of the ram. 29:28. Wherewith Aaron was consecrated and his sons, and they shall fall to Aaron's share, and his sons, by a perpetual right from the children of Israel, because they are the choicest in the beginnings of their peace victims which they offer to the Lord. 29:29. And the holy vesture, which Aaron shall use, his sons shall have after him, that they may be anointed, and their hands consecrated in it. 29:30. He of his sons that shall be appointed high priest in his stead, and that shall enter into the tabernacle of the testimony to minister in the sanctuary, shall wear it 7 days. 29:31. And thou shalt take the ram of the consecration, and shalt boil the flesh thereof in the holy place. 29:32. And Aaron and his sons shall eat it. The loaves also, that are in the basket, they shall eat in the entry of the tabernacle of the testimony. 29:33. That it may be an atoning sacrifice, and the hands of the offerers may be sanctified. The stranger shall not eat of them, because they are holy. 29:34. And if there remain of the consecrated flesh, or of the bread, till the morning, thou shalt burn the remainder with fire. They shall not be eaten, because they are sanctified. 29:35. All that I have commanded thee, thou shalt do unto Aaron and his sons. 7 days shalt thou consecrate their hands. 29:36. And thou shalt offer a calf for sin every day for expiation. And thou shalt cleanse the altar when thou hast offered the victim of expiation, and shalt anoint it to sanctify it. 29:37. 7 days shalt thou expiate the altar and sanctify it, and it shall be most holy. Every one that shall touch it shall be holy. 29:38. This is what thou shalt sacrifice upon the altar: 2 lambs of a year old every day continually. 29:39. One lamb in the morning, and another in the evening. 29:40. With one lamb a tenth part of flour tempered with beaten oil, of the fourth part of a hin, and wine for libation of the same measure. 29:41. And the other lamb thou shalt offer in the evening, according to the rite of the morning oblation, and according to what we have said, for a savor of sweetness. 29:42. It is a sacrifice to the Lord, by perpetual oblation unto your generations, at the door of the tabernacle of the testimony before the Lord, where I will appoint to speak unto thee. 29:43. And there will I command the children of Israel, and the altar shall be sanctified by my glory. 29:44. I will sanctify also the tabernacle of the testimony with the altar, and Aaron with his sons, to do the office of priesthood unto me. 29:45. And I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel, and will be their God. 29:46. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who have brought them out of the land of Egypt, that I might abide among them, I the Lord their God. Exodus chapter 30. The altar of incense. Money to be gathered for the use of the tabernacle. The brazen liver. The holy oil of unction, and the composition of the perfume. 30:1. Thou shalt make also an altar to burn incense, of seddim wood. An altar to burn incense. This burning of incense was an emblem of prayer, ascending to God from an inflamed heart. CPs 140.2. Apoc. 5.8 and 8.4. 30:2. It shall be a cubit in length, and another in breadth, that is, four square, and two in height. Horns shall go out of the same. 30:3. And thou shalt overlay it with the purest gold, as well the grate thereof, as the walls round about, and the horns. And thou shalt make to it a crown of gold round about. 30:4. And two golden rings under the crown on either side, that the bars may be put into them, and the altar be carried. 30:5. And thou shalt make the bars also of seddim wood, and shalt overlay them with gold. 30:6. And thou shalt set the altar over against the veil, that hangeth before the ark of the testimony before the propitiatory wherewith the testimony is covered, where I will speak to thee. 30:7. And Aaron shall burn sweet smelling incense upon it in the morning. When he shall dress the lamps, he shall burn it. 30:8. And when he shall place them in the evening, he shall burn an everlasting incense before the Lord throughout your generations. 30:9. You shall not offer upon it incense of another composition, nor oblation, and victim, neither shall you offer libations. 30:10. And Aaron shall pray upon the horns thereof once a year, with the blood of that which was offered for sin, and shall make atonement upon it in your generations. It shall be most holy to the Lord. 30:11. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 30:12. When thou shalt take the sum of the children of Israel, according to their number, every one of them shall give a price for their souls to the Lord, and there shall be no scourge among them, when they shall be reckoned. 30:13. And this shall every one give that passeth at the naming, half a sickle according to the standard of the temple. A sickle hath 20 obols. Half a sickle shall be offered to the Lord. Half a sickle. A sickle or shekel of silver, which was also called a stater, according to the standard or weight of the sanctuary, which was the most just and exact, was half an ounce of silver, that is, about half the crown of English money. The obol, or gerah, was about 3/2. 30:14. He that is counted in the number from 20 years and upwards, shall give the price. 30:15. The rich man shall not add to half a sickle, and the poor man shall diminish nothing. 30:16. And the money received, which was contributed by the children of Israel, thou shalt deliver unto the uses of the tabernacle of the testimony, that it may be a memorial of them before the Lord, and he may be merciful to their souls. 30:17. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 30:18. Thou shalt make also a brazen liver with its foot to wash in, and thou shalt set it between the tabernacle of the testimony and the altar, and water being put into it. 30:19. Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and feet in it. 30:20. When they are going into the tabernacle of the testimony, and when they are to come to the altar, to offer on it incense to the Lord. 30:21. Lest perhaps they die, it shall be an everlasting law to him, and to his seed by successions. 30:22. And the Lord spoke to Moses. 30:23. Saying, take spices, of principal and chosen matter 500 sickles, and of cinnamon half so much. That is, 250 sickles, of calamus in like manner 250, 30:24, and of cassia 500 sickles by the weight of the sanctuary, of oil of olives the measure hin, 30:25. And thou shalt make the holy oil of unction, an ointment compounded after the art of the perfumer, 30:26. And therewith thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the testimony, and the ark of the testament, 30:27. And the table with the vessels thereof, the candlestick and furniture thereof, the altars of incense, 30:28. And of holocaust, and all the furniture that belongeth to the service of them, 30:29. And thou shalt sanctify all, and they shall be most holy. He that shall touch them shall be sanctified, 30:30. Thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons, and shalt sanctify them, that they may do the office of priesthood unto me, 30:31. And thou shalt say to the children of Israel, this oil of unction shall be holy unto me throughout your generations, 30:32. The flesh of man shall not be anointed therewith, and you shall make none other of the same composition, because it is sanctified, and shall be holy unto you, 30:33. What man soever shall compound such, and shall give thereof to a stranger, he shall be cut off from his people, 30:34. And the Lord said to Moses, take unto thee spices, stacte, and gonica, galbanum of sweet savour, and the clearest frankincense, all shall be of equal weight, 30:35. And thou shalt make incense compounded by the work of the perfumer, well tempered together, and pure, and most worthy of sanctification, 30:36. And when thou hast beaten all into very small powder, thou shalt set of it before the tabernacle of the testimony, in the place where I will appear to thee. Most holy shall this incense be unto you, 30:37. You shall not make such a composition for your own uses, because it is holy to the Lord, 30:38. What man soever shall make the like, to enjoy the smell thereof, he shall perish out of his people,